Pablo, P-A-B-L-O, Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z, 3659. It's a 43-year married woman who's 65 years old, comes from Mexico for a visit period. In the paragraph, she was involved in a bus accident years ago. She has lots of metal in her back. She has issues with back pain, chronic back pain, no neuropathy, no radiculopathy. She also complains of cough for the past few months. The cough has finally subsided. No signs of tuberculosis, no weight loss, no issues with night sweats or any other problems reported. Medication, she takes some kind of thyroid, but she doesn't know what kind. COVID immunization is up to date. Flu immunization, non-allergy, non-surgery. Has had a partial hysterectomy, back surgery, cholecystectomy. Medical problems, thyroid issues, DJD, social, no smoking, no drinking. Married, 45, 43 years, 3 children. Family history, mom and dad died of old age. On exam, 135 pounds, no significant change. 97%, 98.8, 18, 57, 158 over 88, heart pauses and pauses, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next rigidity, skin shows no rash, or mucosa with anglesia and logical non-focal. Patient chest x-ray shows a normal heart, normal-sized heart, calcified bulb, no evidence of tuberculosis noted in the apical lesion, apices of the heart, number one. Number two, echocardiogram shows good EF, but calcification throughout. Number three, decreased exercise tolerance. Number four, slightly increased blood pressure. Number five, baby aspirin once a day, and Tenormin 25 at bedtime. Number six, Mobic 15 milligram for her chronic pain. Number seven, when she goes back to Mexico, she's going to have follow-up with her doctor and get a stress test after our discussion. Next number, check blood work. Next one is check TSH. Next one is no evidence of thyroid cancer or lesions. Next one is carotid ultrasound. Looks actually pretty open. Next number, patient has had cholecystectomy. Liver does not appear to be fatty. And kidneys are normal. No evidence of renal vascular hypertension noted. Thank you.